de omul care nu se duce la sfatul celor răi, nu se oprește pe calea celor păcătoși și nu se așează pe calul celor batjocoritori. Și își găsește plăcerea în legea Domnului și zi și noapte cugete la legea Lui. El este ca un pom sădit lângă un izvor de apă, care dă rupul la vremea Lui, dar în cărui frunze nu se deștege. Tot ce începe duce la bun sfârșit. Nu tot așa este cu cei răi, ei sunt apleava pe care își pulbe răpântul. De aceea cei răi nu pot ține al capul sus în ziua judecății, nici păcătoșii în adunarea celor neprihăniți. Căci Domnul cunoaște calea celor neprihăniți, dar calea păcătoșilor duce la tăiere. Amin. Capitolul noastră aplicate. Doamne Dumnezeule, așa cum ne apropiem de ultimul serviciu în această zi, Doamne, noi mulțumim pentru tot ceea ce Tu ai făcut pentru noi, pentru această zi, mulțumim pentru darul Duhului de Sfânt, Doamne, în cazul starea făcută, Doamne. Rău și noi vom putea spune la Satan că data de 11 ani, acolo locul și data în care spune Duhul Sfânt. O, Doamne, și acum mă rog ca Tu să ne conduci în această închinare, Doamne, și te rugăm ca Tu să primești laudele noastre, Doamne, pentru că Tu ești vrem și Tu ești vrem, Doamne. O, și de asemenea, ne rugăm pentru cuvântul Tău în această dimineață, Doamne, lasă Tu un pământ bun ca să primească o cuvântul bun. Te pun și încă pe toate și ne rugăm în brațul Tău și pe toate te rugăm. Amin.
Amin.
Haideți să cântăm această cântare cu care cântarea lucrurilor speciale sora Iulia cu fratele Iamă și la o cântare cu care mă gândesc și eu mă gândesc de bun e timp.
Și noi putem avea încredere în acea dragoste. Că soha aia nu mulit.
انتوا كان ايه بتاعت نوت فاتش لا كيلو دات ان ايو بيت
شكرا مين دروك ايه سرع دي فوق
هتون شنة بايو بيت انتو طوض يوم
امين بسم الله
اتمنى ايه كيش الجانجي اكادم اذيران تولو سرع تازبان
باتي كتو دات ما يسلبي من دراغو سنو اصر فاتو ديا
Zelodiu se na tata šova nam jenja kada giram tu.
Na drago se li niti dati mu se da bešte fatu.
Amen. Amen.
Ok, mi će lak sim.
Orčan pače.
Nih se na tata po.
Jer unka ne va ljubi.
Kom je raš sim.
Dakle, kada je?
Kada je ura pala me.
Jel ne va ti kam?
Ne može se da smije okor mu.
Nu pentru că noi am vrea.
Ne može se da smije okor mintea.
Și pentru că ea ne vrea pe noi. El vrea să ne ducă până la capăt pe drumul pe care ne-a pornit. Pe drumul care duce la El. Și sunt mulțumitor lui. Că El ne iubește atât de mult.
Amin.
Și acum aș vrea să traduc cântarea.
Dar tu nici fărită ca să spun anul și fărită că o rune ca și agitane ca să ne cucină.
Poate este cunoscută și pe românește și dacă o cunoașteți, m-aș bucura să cântăm împreună. Când mă cuprinde întuneric total și când se stinge fiecare lumină, când lumina se transformă în noapte și când mă lasă toate speranțele, întunericul nu mă acoperă față tine, noaptea este luminoasă ca și ziua în fața ta, întunericul este ca și lumina, pentru că Iisus tu ai coborât la mine.
Aleluia.
Sunt convins că nici moartea, nici viața, nici demon, nici o altă stăpânire, nici cele care sunt, nici cele care vor veni, nici înălțimea, nici adâncimea de acum, niciodată nu mă vor mai despărți de dragostea lui Dumnezeu pe care a dat-o prin singurul lui Fiu, Domnul nostru Iisus Hristos.
Amen.
Thank you. Yesterday,
el a menționat ceva ieri.
He gave a little story, a little quote that Brother Branham had.
Ha fatto un citato, un esemplare che il profeta l'ha avuto.
Kind of give me a little inspiration.
Cioè, mi ha ispirato.
He was talking about Brother Branham, and he said the mayor came to him and asked him what it was that kept holding him. And I found a little quote pertaining to that. Brother Branham says, not long ago, you remember, when they let me stay in the prayer line too long, and it broke me for about 8 months, he said, they just let me stay too long. But the part was, some man met me and said, he said, hey, Preacher Branham.
Hey, predicato di Branham.
And I said, yes, sir.
Domnule,
he said, did you keep your religion during the time of your sickness? He said, no, sir. He said, my religion kept me.
Religia mă ține pe mine.
It isn't the idea.
Aceasta este ideea.
Whether I hold on to him.
Aceasta este ideea. Nu că eu mă țin de el.
It's whether he holds on to me or not.
Și că el mă ține pe mine de
el.
Lucrarea a fost terminată.
Church, we have to come to that point.
Biserica trebuie să ajungem la acel moment dat.
The work has to be finished with us.
Lucrarea trebuie să fie terminată în noi.
It's not important whether or not we hold on to him.
Nu este atât de important că noi să încercăm să ne ținem.
What's important is that he hold on to us.
Ce este cel mai important este că el se ține de noi. Eu n-aș face aceasta.
Because of my voice.
Din cauza vocii mele.
I'm going to sing a little song we sing back home.
Dar aș vrea să cânt și un cântec pe care îl cântăm acasă.
Dealing with that very thought.
Care are de-a face cu chiar acel cânt.
You know what, you can sing with me.
Și dacă voi știți să cântați cu mine.
It says like this.
Și merge în felul acesta.
Jesus, hold my hand.
Iisuse, ține mâna mea.
I need thee every hour.
Am nevoie de ea în fiecare oră.
Through this pilgrim land.
În această țară de peregrinaj.
Protect me. Hear my feeble plea.
Eu te rog.
Oh Lord, look down on me.
O Doamne, privește jos la mine.
When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
Eu te rog, 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 te rog,
people, please.
And I believe that You're very interested in everything God has for you.
Și cred că sunteți foarte interesați în tot ce are Domnul pentru voi.
Believe some of you have a great deal of maturity.
Cred că voi aveți deja unii de voi cu maturitate.
I want to speak on the little subject of adoption this morning.
Și vreau să vorbim despre micuțul subiect al fierii, adopției.
And I am not the definitive voice on the subject.
Și eu, desigur, nu sunt ultima vocea finală în acest subiect.
And I am not going to make any substantial declarations this morning.
Nu o să fac niște declarații substanțiale în această
zi. This is a subject that has much debate in our country and around the world.
În jurul lumii este un subiect care se menește multe de.
I don't intend to necessarily sway you one way or another.
Și nu sunt interesat să vă trag într-o parte în alta.
I just want to give you some scriptures.
Dar vreau să vă dau câteva versete.
Give you some quotes.
Câteva citate.
And let you start to become interested.
Și doar ca voi să deveniți interesați de aceasta.
Because as you study,
pentru că așa cum voi studiați,
and I know many of you listen to the tapes,
și știu că mulți dintre voi ascultați pe
ei, many of you read the books,
mulți citiți cărți,
as you study,
și studiați,
and as you pray,
și vă rugați,
I think God will reveal himself to you,
eu cred că Domnul se va descoperi pe sine vouă,
in this area,
în această loc.
If I say anything this morning,
dacă voi spune ceva în această dimineață,
different than what your pastor has said,
diferit de ceea ce pastorul vostru v-a spus,
or might say,
sau ar spune,
I request that you stay with what he said.
Eu vă cer să stați cu ceea ce el vă va.
Because Brother Branham said,
pentru că profetul a zis,
stay with your pastor,
stați cu pastorul vostru,
he'll lead you through to the rapture.
Și el vă va conduce până la răpire.
So we're just going to give you some thoughts and talk a little bit this morning.
Dar vom vorbi puțin și câteva gânduri vă vom împărtăși.
I think at the very least you might find some of these things interesting.
Și până la urmă cred că veți găsi câteva lucruri interesante.
Let's turn in Ephesians chapter 1.
Să deschidem Efeseni capitolul 1.
I'm going to be reading at verse 1.
Capitolul 1.
Verse 1 says,
versetul 1 spune,
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
Pavel, un apostol al Iisus Hristos, prin voia lui Dumnezeu, către Sfinții Crescuți de Pești și Credincioșii în Dumnezeu Hristos.
Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Har și pace de la Dumnezeu, Tatăl nostru și de la Domnul Iisus Hristos.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Binecuvântat să fie Dumnezeu, Tatăl Domnului nostru Iisus Hristos, care ne-a binecuvântat cu tot felul de binecuvântări de omicești în locurile cerești în Hristos.
According as he hath chosen us in him for the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Conform cu alegerea pe care a făcut-o mie înainte de întemeierea lumii, ca să fim sfinți și fără prihană înaintea lui după ce în dragostea lui.
Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
Ne-a predestinat pe dinainte să fim adoptați sau înfiați prin Iisus Hristos după bună plăcerea voii sale.
To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace.
În care avem răscumpărarea cu sângele lui adată păcatelor după bogățiile harului său.
Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence.
Pe care el a răspândit din versul peste noi în orice fel de înțelepciune și pricepere.
Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. That in the dispensation of the fullest of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are in earth, which are on earth, even in him.
Ca la sfârșitul dispensațiilor vremii, să-și unească într-unul în Hristos toate lucrurile, cele din cerul și cele de pe pământ.
Heavenly Father, we come to you again this morning.
Tată Ceresc, venim din nou la tine în această dimineață.
Lord, we submit ourselves unto you.
Doamne, noi ne predăm pe noi înșine ție.
Lord, we pray that you would move us aside now.
Ne rugăm ca să ne dea la o parte.
Lord, that you would speak to your children.
Ca tu să vorbești copiilor.
Lord, that they may learn
ca ei să poată să
the word of God.
Cuvântul lui Dumnezeu.
They may learn from the prophet of God.
Să învețe de la profetul lui.
Lord, that they may establish themselves.
Și ca să se stabilească ei.
In the manner which you have set out in your word.
În felul cum tu ai spus-o în cuvântul tău.
Grant it this morning, Father.
Acordă în această dimineață.
In Jesus' name.
În numele lui Iisus.
Amen.
Amin.
You may be seated.
Veți ocupa locul.
I'm going take a look at adoption here for just. I'll try not to go too long. It can really get to be a long sermon. And really, it's a very deep subject. But what I've tried to do with these little notes is simplify it as much as possible. Maybe it'll spur you to greater study. Now in our scripture we read, Paul here is speaking to the saints and the faithful. He's not speaking to everyone. He's not speaking to the denominational church world. He's not speaking to the unbeliever. He's not speaking to the make-believer. The message of adoption is only for the elect. Verse 5 says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children,
ne-a predestinat pentru înfierea copiilor.
By Jesus Christ unto himself,
prin Iisus Hristos la sine însuși,
according to the good pleasure of his will.
Conform cu plăcerea voii sale.
Now the Greek words for adoption,
cuvântul grecesc pentru înfiere,
means the placing,
înseamnă așezarea,
or the positioning among the sons,
sau poziționarea între fii.
Brother Branham said this in the message spiritual adoption.
Și profetul a vorbit despre mesajul înfierea spirituală.
Now, remember in the verse 5,
în versetul 5, țineți minte,
it said the adoption of children by Jesus Christ,
înfierea copiilor prin Iisus Hristos,
unto himself.
Către sine. Pentru sine.
Unto.
Pentru sine. Către sine.
Brother Rand says,
și profetul spune,
what does the word unto mean?
Ce înseamnă acest cuvânt?
The word unto,
cuvântul către sine,
it means that there's something we are coming to.
Există, înseamnă ceva la care noi ajungem.
There's something we're coming unto.
La ceva la care noi ajungem.
He said, if I'm going to the fountain,
deci dacă eu mă duc la fântână,
I'm going unto the fountain.
Eu mă duc către la.
If I'm going to the chair,
dacă mă duc la scaun,
I'm going unto the chair.
Eu mă duc înspre.
Or I'm going unto the desk.
Mă duc către masă.
He predestinated us unto.
El ne-a predestinat înspre.
The adoption of children.
Înfierea copiilor.
By Jesus Christ to himself.
Prin Iisus Hristos la sine însuși.
According to his own good pleasure of his will.
Conform plăcerii voii sale.
Whose pleasure was it?
A cui a fost plăcerea?
Whose goodness was it?
A cui a fost.
Brother Branham says it was Jesus' pleasure.
A fost Iisus plăcerea lui.
It was Jesus' goodness.
A fost Iisus bunătatea
lui. His own pleasure.
Propria sa plăcere.
His own goodwill.
Voia lui bună.
That it's all from Jesus.
Deci este totul despre Iisus.
Now he tells us,
acum el ne spune,
that the power and the authority,
că puterea și autoritatea,
of the word,
a cuvântului,
is in the positioning of the believer.
Este în poziția pe care o ocupă credinciosul.
May we all,
cu toții,
want to claim the new birth,
care pretindem nașterea din nou,
we all want the baptism of the Holy Ghost,
toți care vrem botezul Duhului Sfânt,
but two,
dar,
we should all desire the power of God in our life.
De asemenea, cu toți ar trebui să dorim puterea lui Dumnezeu în viețile noastre.
And he tells us,
și el ne spune,
that the power,
că puterea,
and the authority,
și autoritatea,
of the word,
cuvântului,
is in the positioning of the believer.
Este în poziția pe care o ocupați voi, credincioși.
So that tells me,
aceasta îmi spune,
that the power and the authority,
că puterea și autoritatea,
is in the adoption,
este în fiere,
of the children of God.
A copiilor lui Dumnezeu.
Now commonly,
acum, comun,
when we speak of adoption,
când noi vorbim de acest subiect,
we are speaking of the spirit of adoption.
Noi vorbim de Duhul în fiere.
Now church, stay with me. I'm not giving you everything.
Eu nu o să vă dau tot.
I'm trying to give you the basics.
Eu vreau să vă dau.
I'm trying to simplify a little bit.
Încerc să simplific cât de mult.
In one sense,
într-un anumit sens,
the spirit of adoption,
Duhul înfierii,
is nothing more than the spirit of truth.
Nu este nimic altceva decât Duhul adevărului.
The spirit of adoption,
Duhul înfierii,
is directly opposite,
este în contradicție directă,
the spirit of bondage.
cu Duhul robit.
When we come to the adoption as sons and daughters of God,
când noi venim la înfierea fiilor și fiicilor,
we should no longer be in bondage in any way, shape or form.
Noi nu trebuie să venim să mai fim într-o robie, într-o formă de robie.
To Satan, to the world,
să
to denominations.
Să lume, să denominațiuni.
Whatever it is.
Orice ar fi aceea.
We are free.
Noi suntem liberi.
I like to be free.
Mie îmi place să fiu liber.
John, the 8th chapter, the 32nd verse.
Ioan, capitolul 8,
we are told,
spune,
you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. In the message of spiritual adoption, Brother Branham said this, now listen. He said, your adoption is not your birth. Your adoption is your placing.
Adopția este plasarea voastră, poziționarea.
There's a teaching in our country right now.
Există o învățătură în țara noastră chiar.
And there's some big name preachers.
Și sunt predicatori care predică mare, care predică.
That when you receive the Holy Ghost,
atunci când tu primești Duhul Sfânt,
you are adopted.
Tu ești deja adoptat.
I cannot find that in the word.
Eu nu pot găsi aceasta.
I cannot find that in the message.
Eu nu pot găsi în mesaj.
Brother Branham says,
profetul a zis,
your adoption is not your birth.
Adopția nu este nașterea ta.
Your adoption is your placing.
Este
așezarea ta
poziționată. The true child of God,
or as Paul said,
așa cum Pavel ne-a zis,
the faithful in Christ Jesus,
credincioșii în Hristos Iisus,
is predestinated to adoption,
sunt rânduiți pentru înfiere,
or in other words,
sau cu alte cuvinte,
he is ordained,
este rânduit,
to a position in the kingdom of God,
la o poziție în împărăția lui Dumnezeu.
Now, Brother Branham preached the message.
Acum profetul a predicat, predica.
At thy word, Lord.
La cuvântul tău, Doamne.
He said, that's what's the matter with the Pentecostal church tonight.
Aceasta e problema cu bisericile pentecostale.
He said, they have too much difference.
Ei au prea multe diferențe.
As soon as you get saved, you start this way, and a little trial comes,
și vine o mică încercare,
and you fall off.
Și tu cazi la o parte.
You understand that?
Ați înțeles aceasta?
You get saved.
Ai mântuit.
A little trouble, a little trial comes in your life.
Care, o mică problemă.
And you just lose everything you
have. Oh, I guess I wasn't
saved.
Oh, am văzut că am fost
saved. Oh, I gotta go back to church.
Oh, trebuie să merg la biserică.
I gotta get saved again.
Trebuie să fiu din nou mântuit.
That's what he's talking about.
Aceasta și el să spună profetul aici.
He said, you start this way, the little trial comes and you fall off.
Mers pe calea aceasta de a fi salvat și ceva cel care îți vine pe cale.
And you go this way.
Și tu imediat te
clasi. That way.
Te clasi în cealaltă parte.
And you have your ups and your downs.
Ai lucruri și coborâșuri.
And you have your fusses and your fights.
Și ai discuțele tale și luptele tale.
Which means your arguments.
Alea care înseamnă argumentele.
And you're debating with your brothers about the scriptures.
Și dezbatele cu fratele tău de scripturi.
And he says, it keeps going on.
Și aceasta doar merge în felul acela.
And it keeps carrying on.
Și doar se duce înainte.
Until,
până atunci,
how can God trust you
with
those better things to adopt you into the kingdom of God,
Dumnezeu,
into His possession,
în posesiunea lui,
and give you heir to all the spiritual benefits
și să-ți dea ca moștenire toate binecuvântările spirituale
of the kingdom of God.
A împărăției lui.
He said, if that Pentecostal church,
dacă acea biserică pentecostală,
if they would only have held together,
doar dacă s-ar fi ținut împreună,
if they quit their fussing and their splitting up,
și să se oprească de a tot discuta și de a
arguta
și argumentele,
all the little things,
asupra micuților
lucruri, they'd be a lot better off.
Ei ar fi mult de parte de
aceea. Have one church against another,
vedeți, o biserică împotriva altuia,
he said, see, that is not sons of God.
Vedeți, aceea nu este ca
Dumnezeu. God cannot trust you like that.
Dumnezeu nu se poate
crede
ca aceea.
We have a problem.
E bine, avem o
problemă.
Avem o problemă în jurul mesajului.
Everything that Brother Branham preached about.
Tot ce a predicat Brother Branham despre aceea.
And he preached against the denomination.
Sau el a zis împotriva denominațiunilor.
It's come to bear in this day.
În această zi.
Joshua in his day.
Iosua în ziua lui.
He fought nations.
El a luptat cu națiuni.
Is that right?
Este regulă?
Brother Branham in his day.
Brother Branham în ziua lui.
The brothers would quit their fussing and
oameni au prins să se tot certe și să se
certe.
E doar divizările lor.
We might be able.
Noi ar fi trebuit să fim în stare.
To come.
Să venim.
To the better things of God.
La lucrurile mai bune
ale lui Dumnezeu.
Unde Dumnezeu să se poată încrede noi.
I made a decision several years ago.
Eu am făcut decizii ani în urmă.
I used to get involved.
Eu de obicei eram implicat.
I used to love to get involved.
Eu o grămadă am fost implicat.
In all the debates.
În toate dezbaterile.
In all the argument going on in the message.
În toate argumentările vedem în jurul mesajului.
And we have people fighting people with quotes.
Și am avut doar să luptăm oamenii cu citate.
I come to a realization.
Și am venit la o realizare.
What the prophet said.
Ce profetul a zis.
He said if a man.
Dacă un om.
Is willing.
Dorește.
To shake my hand.
Să strângă mâna.
Then call me his brother.
Să mă numească fratele meu.
He said I am obligated.
Eu sunt obligat.
To shake his hand.
Să-i strâng mâna lui.
Then call him brother.
Să-i strâng mâna lui.
I don't do that anymore.
Eu nu fac asta mai mult.
You believe what God has showed you.
O, tu că zăvești
în Dumnezeu. Do you know that in one sense.
Știți cum în anumit sens.
We cannot all see the same thing just alike.
Noi nu putem tot să vedem la fel.
Because if we did.
Pentru că dacă am face-o.
We have what a denomination.
Noi n-am avea atât de denominație.
We can print a book.
Noi am putea avea o denominație.
We can print a book of doctrines.
De doctrine.
This is what it takes to be a good messenger.
Aceasta înseamnă să fii un bun
God will not allow that to happen.
Dumnezeu nu dă-te așa.
We come to God as individuals.
Dumnezeu, venim la Dumnezeu ca individual.
We don't come to God as denominations.
Noi nu venim ca denominații.
We don't come to God as groups.
Noi nu venim la Dumnezeu ca grupuri.
We come to God as individuals.
Noi venim la Dumnezeu ca individual.
There's a quote from Brother Adam
Smith. Este un citat de profetul
Adam Smith. Some people can do what other people cannot do.
Unii oameni pot să facă și alții nu o pot
face. We need to stop slaying our brother and sister.
Este o trebuie să ne oprim să mai tăiem fratele și
sora. God has showed us something.
Pentru că Dumnezeu ne-a arătat ceva.
Just because he showed us something.
Pentru că El ne-a arătat ceva.
Doesn't mean it's for everybody.
Asta nu înseamnă că este pentru toată lumea.
If you take care of yourself.
Dacă tu poți zile de...
It's not a full-time job.
Atunci e o...
If you take care of yourself.
Ai zile de tine însuți.
You won't have to worry about everybody else.
Nu mai trebuie să te îngrijești tu de altcineva.
Develop a relationship with God.
Dezvoltă o relație cu Dumnezeu.
Let God lift you up. Let God lift you up.
Când Dumnezeu te ridică pe tine.
Let God bring you to spiritual adoption.
Lasă ca Dumnezeu să te ducă la înfiere spirituală.
Nu
faci tot în jurul de fratele tău.
It's his obligation.
Este obligația lui să
take care of himself.
Să-și poartă de
mijloc. Develop his relationship with God.
Să-și dezvolte relația lui cu Dumnezeu.
Over and over again.
Din nou și din nou, ia.
Brother Branham told us.
Profesor ne-a zis.
This is where the Pentecostal denomination missed their mark.
De aceea, denominația Pentecostală
s-a venit. They received the gifts.
Au primit darurile.
They received the good things of God.
Au primit lucrurile bune ale lui Dumnezeu.
But they did not go on.
Dar nu au continuat.
To the adoption.
La înfiere.
The placing and positioning of sons.
Așezarea în poziția fiilor lui Dumnezeu.
Pentecostals.
Pentecostali.
They got so excited about the gifts.
Au fost atât de entuziasmat de daruri.
That they overlooked what God said about the position.
Că ei au omis să vadă ce Dumnezeu a zis de poziție.
They found something they liked.
Ei au găsit ceva ce le-au
the gifts,
darurile,
and they sat down
așezat,
and refused to study any further.
Și-au refuzat să studieze mai
departe.
Asta nu ce spun eu.
This is what your prophet said.
Asta ce a zis profetul
vostru. He said they refused to study any further.
Ei au refuzat să studieze mai departe.
They found something they liked.
Au găsit ceva ce le-a plăcut. Darul.
And they refused to hear from God's angel messenger.
Și-au refuzat să audă de la mesagerul îngerul Domnului.
Who was sent to bring them further light.
Care le-a apoi trebuie să le aducă lumina mai departe.
The denominations.
Denominațiunile.
And church sad to say.
Și bisericile.
Some of our message churches.
Chiar unele din
biserici. Some of our message preachers.
De la mesaj și
predicatori. They refuse to hear what Brother Branham.
Ei au refuzat să asculte ce a zis fratele Branham.
What he said.
Ce a spus el.
When he said a doctrine is a further part.
El a zis că înfiere este o parte mai departe.
Or a deeper part of the Holy Ghost.
Sau, or.
That's what he said.
O parte mai adâncă a cuvântul.
A
două lucruri. Este o parte în
continuare.
Adică o mai adâncă. A Duhului Sfânt.
Pentecostalii nu vor să audă.
Pentecostalii nici nu vor să
audă. Chiar
astăzi nu vor să
audă. We've got some Pentecostal spirits of denomination within this message.
Dar noi avem un duh de denominație de
pentecostale.
Ei nu mai vor să audă nimic.
Other than what they feel that they have.
Decât ceea ce ei simt.
And that they hold on to.
Și doar să țin de aia.
Oh, it's just too hard to get in there and search out some of these things.
este lugar.
You're not going anywhere.
Y el número de
Dumnezeu. You don't have the whole armor of God.
Y el número de întreaga armătura lui Dumnezeu.
There will be a people who will receive
care vor primi
the positioning,
poziționarea,
the placing of sons and daughters,
așezarea fiilor și fiicelor,
because it is a part of God.
Pentru că este o parte din cuvântul Domnului.
And the bride
și mireasa
will be clothed,
va fi îmbrăcată,
in all of the word,
întreg cuvânt.
She will be clothed,
ea va fi îmbrăcată,
in the whole counsel of God.
În întreg sfatul lui Dumnezeu.
Are you with me this
morning? Sunteți cu mine în această dimineață?
The spirit of adoption,
Duhul înfierii,
is the spirit of truth.
Este Duhul adevărului.
It is the spirit of Christ.
Este Duhul lui Hristos.
In the true believer.
În adevăratul credincios.
The spirit of Christ.
Duhul lui Hristos.
Will witness with their spirit.
Va purta mărturie cu Duhul lor.
That they are adopted children.
Dar ei sunt copii înfiați al lui Dumnezeu.
If it is a part of God's word,
dacă este o parte a cuvântului lui Dumnezeu,
then it was in God's mind.
A fost în gândirea lui Dumnezeu.
From the foundation of the word. Because the word is a thought expressed.
Este o gândire exprimată de asemenea.
If it was a thought expressed in God's mind,
dacă a fost o gândire exprimată în gândirea lui Dumnezeu, atunci trebuie să se întâmple.
It has to come to manifestation. And there will be a group of people
și vor fi un grup de oameni
manifest,
care vor manifesta
every thought,
fiecare gând,
every attribute of God,
fiecare atribut al lui Dumnezeu.
Because God,
pentru că Dumnezeu,
does not lose anything that's in His mind.
Nu va pierde nimic din ceea ce
are în mintea
lui.
We need the mind of God.
Ați fost în gândirea lui Dumnezeu.
We need to lose our mind.
Că trebuie să ne pierdem propriile noastre gânduri.
We need to lose our mind.
Că trebuie să ne pierdem
propriile noastre.
Să ne luăm al lui Dumnezeu.
And when we do,
și când noi o vom face,
we won't lose any of God's
mind. Nu vom pierde niciunul din cuvintele Domnului.
Turn to Romans, the 8th chapter.
Romani, capitolul 8.
Romans, the 8th chapter.
Al 8-lea capitol.
I'm going to read from the 11th verse.
Vom citi de la versetul 11.
Romans 8:11.
Versetul 11.
But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you.
Și dacă Duhul Celui care a înviat pe Iisus dintre cei morți o veste în voi, cel ce a înviat pe Hristos Iisus din morți va învia și trupurile voastre mortale din cauza Duhului Său care locuiește în voi.
Amen. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh.
De aceea, fraților, nu mai datorăm nimic carnii ca să trăim după îndemnurile ei.
For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
Și voi n-ați primit un duc de sclavie ca să mai aveți frică, ci ați primit un duc de înfiere ca să ne face să strigăm Abba.
The Spirit itself,
Duhul
însuși, bear witness with your, with our spirit that we are the children of God.
Poartă mărturie împreună cu Duhul nostru că suntem copii ai lui Dumnezeu.
And if the children, then heirs.
Și dacă suntem copii, suntem și moștenitori.
Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ.
Moștenitori al lui Dumnezeu, împreună cu Hristos.
If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together.
Dacă cu adevărat suferim împreună cu el ca să fim glorificați împreună cu el.
Church, these scriptures.
Această scriptură biserică.
This is an assurance.
Este o asigurare.
That we are given.
Că noi.
These scriptures are our assurance.
Că această scriptură este asigurarea noastră.
That we are the true children of the Most High God.
Că noi suntem copii adevărați al celui eternal.
And equal heirs with him.
Și împreună moștenitori cu el.
This assurance is true.
Această asigurare este
adevărată. This assurance is sure.
Este sigură.
Now this assurance in your life.
Este o asigurare de
viața voastră. It might be shaken.
Care nu poate fi
schimbat. It might be diminished.
Trebuie.
It might be interrupted at times.
Dar ca ceea ce vine
can never be lost,
să nu fie pierdută,
can never be destroyed,
să nu fie distrusă,
and that basis is the word of God.
Și asigurarea este să se bazeze.
Now let's go on to Romans 8:28.
Și dacă deschidem la Romani 8:28,
Romans 8:28 says,
care spune,
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, then He also called, and whom He called, then He also justified, and whom He justified, then He also glorified.
Și pe aceea pe care a predestinat, că și chemat, pe care a chemat, și s-a putin de înainte, pe care și pe aceea care a s-a putin de
What shall we say then to these things?
Ce vom zice noi în fața tuturor acestor lucruri?
If God be for us, who can be against us?
Dacă Dumnezeu este cu noi, cine va fi împotriva?
In terms of the main consequence,
fraților, cea mai mare consecvență
of the spirit of adoption,
a spiritului adopției,
or the basic action that it would throw us into,
sau de fapt ceea ce ne aruncă pe
Dumnezeu,
sau care ne pune acolo,
is the spirit of prayer.
Este Duhul rugăciunii.
But now,
dar acum,
once the spirit of adoption comes,
odată ce vine Duhul înfierii,
it is not us praying,
nu mai suntem noi
but
care
it is Christ praying in us.
Este Hristos care se roagă în noi.
It is Christ who prays,
este Hristos care se roagă
and enables us to pray in faith believing,
și ne dă posibilitatea de a ruga
because of the assurance that we are adopted children and joint heirs with Him. We're going to get into it a little bit.
Vom intra puțin în aceasta.
That our brother talked about on the questions and answers.
Despre ceea ce fratele nostru a vorbit în
întrebările. How adoption takes place.
După cum fierea avea loc.
We'll get to that just a little bit.
Dar un pic vom intra și în aceea.
1 Thessalonians 5 and 17.
1 Thessalonicieni 5 cu 17.
Don't have to turn to it.
Poate că nu trebuie să.
But we are admonished to pray without ceasing.
Noi vă sfătuim să vă rugați fără încetare.
You know what that means?
Știți ce înseamnă aceasta?
Anybody want to stand up and tell me what that means? Pray without ceasing.
Este cineva care se poate ridica și să spună să ne rugăm fără
încetare? Nobody's going to. Nobody's going to make fun of you or put you down. Anybody have an idea? What does that mean? The question was asked Brother Branham one time. Questions and answers. Said Brother Branham, what does that scripture mean? That says we are to pray without ceasing. Does that mean that we have to stay on our knees 24 hours a day? Does that mean that we have to stay in our prayer closet all the time? Brother Branham gave a great explanation.
He
said that scripture that says pray without ceasing. He said that means that we are to stay in a state of prayer.
Că trebuie să stăm într-o poziție de rugăciune.
You're
to stay in
the prayer.
Și așa cum eu vreau să ne dăm o
dovadă.
Eu sunt
într-un duh
la
Brother Adam tells us that the Spirit of Truth is the Holy Ghost. Why was it so important that we received the Holy Ghost? Why is it important that we have a prayer line for young people to receive the Holy Ghost? There's many reasons. You need the Holy Ghost. With me, as a young person, it's like a Holy Ghost radar. When I'd be going down the course, and if I would get off course just a little bit, that Holy Ghost radar would pull me back. It'd pull me back to the truth. But the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of Truth. Keep in mind now, the Holy Ghost is that tutor that we are going to speak about in Old Testament times. The father would have a family business, whatever it was, and he would hire a tutor to teach the son the family business. Whatever the business was, maybe it was tent making. Maybe the family business was to make tents. Maybe it was building houses. Maybe the family business was fishing. Maybe it was politics. Maybe it was raising sheep. Could be farming. Could be merchandising, being a merchant. It could be government royalty. It could be many different things. The family business could be many things. But in order for a son to come to the point where he was a legal heir, administer the family business, there was a process where the father would hire a tutor to come and teach the son the family business.
That's right.
So brother said yesterday, that tutor, he was ever present with that son. If that son went out into public, that tutor was there. If that son went to school, the tutor was there. If he went to work, the tutor was there. Whatever the son did, the tutor was there. And church, that's the way you and I need to do it. Whatever we do, we need to have the tutor with us. We need the Holy Ghost with us. But the tutor, he would teach the son all aspects of the family business. He would start him from the ground up. He would teach him the actual physical part of the business. He would teach him the actual operating business part of the business. He would teach him the supply and resource side of the business. He would teach him how to deal with people that they're going to be in business with. He would teach him the transportation part of the business. He would teach him the financial part of the business. He would teach him all aspects of the family business. It took years and years and years and years for the tutor to ingrain in the son in the family business. That young man was not even to go out in a public gathering without the tutor. Why? Because there may be some shyster that would lead him astray. Young people, it'd be a good idea if you and I did not even go out into a public gathering without the tutor. For many years, that son would receive instruction from the tutor. Day after day after day after day after day and after day. Week after week after week after week. Month after month after month. year after year after year after year. No doubt.
Niciun real.
That son
acel fiu
would be given many tests.
Gli s-ar fi dat multe teste.
And no doubt.
Fără îndoială.
But what in his early years?
În anii vieții timpurii.
That son probably failed many of those tests.
Poate că fiul a căzut foarte multe teste.
Maybe for a long period of time.
Poate fi o perioadă lungă de timp.
But he had to go back.
Dar trebuia să se
întoarcă. At some point.
La un anumit moment.
He had to pass the test.
Și trebuia să treacă testul.
This Christian walk with the Holy Ghost, with the tutor, it's day after day after day, regardless of what's going on in the world, it's day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year.
Like
me, when you were given tests,
când voi vă se dau un test,
you failed those tests many times.
Voi, dacă sunt de sincer, ați căzut de testul foarte mult.
But each test that I failed,
sau eu însumi, fiecare test,
come back,
la care eu am căzut, a trebuit să vin înapoi.
Times,
la un moment dat,
I had to retake that test,
a trebuit să reiau acel
test. Young people, you have many tests in your life. You have tests among the people in your age group. You have tests when it comes to smoking cigarettes. You have tests when it comes to the drugs that are oppressive. You have tests of alcohol. You have tests of beautiful young ladies. And you ladies have tests of these men that have a slick tongue, who can try to talk to you about the things that are most important in your life. Young people, it's important that you have the tutor. It's important that you pass the test. It's important
that you
pass the test. If you don't pass it at 12 years old, you'll have to pass it at 15 years old. If you don't pass it at 15, you have to pass it at 21. You have to pass it at 27. You don't pass it at 27. You have to pass it at
25.
Let me tell you something. There is nothing any more sad in the world than to see a person in their 40s or 50s or
60s
who still cannot pass the test. I know what I'm talking about. I've lived a long time. You need the tutor. No doubt. Many times. It had become common to the son. It was just a common thing. That old tutor. He's always with me. It's almost boring. Sometimes I just can't stand him. I just wish he would go away. Over and over again. That same voice of the tutor. Sometimes it begins to grate. I just don't want to hear the voice. I get so tired of hearing the voice. That's a test. You have to pass the test of hearing the voice of the Holy Ghost inside you all the time. That son, sometimes, he's like us. He would be just going through the motions, just doing what's expected of him. Just doing enough to maybe try to deceive the tutor. Sometimes he just would did enough to get by. He was not really interested in what was going on. Reminds me of some of us. As young people, sometimes we're just going through. Not really interested in what's going on.
But nu mai suntem interesați.
Just going to church.
Doar.
Mom and dad, let's just go to church.
Mama și tata.
Gotta go to church.
Hey, you ain't got no problems.
You ought to treasure your time in church.
Let me tell you about my life. I know about going to church. I had to go to church on Sunday morning. I had to go to church on Sunday night. And years ago, we had what we called cottage prayer meetings. You remember those? They were home meetings. And on Monday night, Brother Neville, the pastor of the Brethren Tabernacle, he preached at a cottage prayer meeting, at a home meeting. And I had to go to church on Monday night. And my father would always go and support Brother Neville. On Tuesday night, there was another cottage prayer meeting. And my father preached that. And I had to go to church on Tuesday night. On Wednesday, we were back in the Branham Tabernacle. On Thursday, every Thursday we would go over to Junior Jackson. We was in church on Thursday. On Friday, they had a men's meeting at Brother Don Ruddle's church. Now my mom and my sister didn't have to go, but I had to go with my dad to the men's meeting. Saturday, I usually didn't have to go to church unless dad was holding a revival somewhere, and then I had to go to church on Saturday. You got no problems. I do nothing growing up but going to church. I look back, and it was all for a reason. God knew what he was doing. He knew I had this free, independent spirit. And then when I got older, I was going to need all the word I could get. God knows about each and every one of you. He knows your personality. He knows your individual personality. He knows who you are. He knows what your faults and failures are. He knows what your weak points are. And what he is putting you through now is exactly what his plan is for your life. But no doubt, this young man, at times, he thought he had the worst life in the world. Because this tutor was always with him. That's how we are sometimes as young people. Probably for a long period of time, this young man, he was just listening to the tutor because his father made him do it. Maybe you just go to listen to church and listen to the preacher because your father makes you do it. He was just listening to that same tutor because he had to. Sometimes he probably even rebelled. He rebelled against his father. He rebelled against the tutor. He rebelled against anyone in authority over him. Oh, I don't know about you, but I can see myself there. There was many times I rebelled. When I got to be 18 years old, I had my own job. I had my own money. I had my own car. I wasn't going to church. I was still going to church. I've been to church all my life. I wasn't going to go to church no more. I bought me a nice hot rod car. It was a four-speed. And I'd get in that car. And I'd push that clutch in. I'd put that thing in first gear. And I'd go, all the way down the street. And I try to impress the girl because I was somebody. I was no longer under authority. Some of you are smiling.
Some of you know what I'm talking about. You know what rebellion is. Notice something about rebellion. To a child of God, God will wink at it for just a while. Within a year, after I got my car, my own job, my own money, out of church, I met a young lady. She was pretty. That young girl and I, we decided to get married. My dad said, son, you better think twice. She's not a believer. I said, neither am I right now. We got married. We had two little boys. Wonderful children. Had a good wife. Had a job. We had our own house. We had our own car. We had our own money. We had our own kids. We had our own debts. We had our own problems. God winked at us for just a while. One Sunday night. 4 years later, or 3.5 years later, sitting at home, not in church, there
comes
a knock at the door. I went to the door. There was a policeman there. He said, "Are you Mr. Katz?" I said, "I am."
Yes.
He said, "We just recovered your wife's body from an auto accident." Here I was. About 22 years old. Thought I had the world by the tail. And all of a sudden, I was alone. Two little babies. 2.5 year old son. And a 1.5 year old son. What was I going to do? I'm not telling you this to evoke your sympathy or tears. I'm telling this to illustrate a point. Now listen to me. If you are a child of God, God is going to get you. If you are a son or daughter of God, He is going to get you. You can come hard, or you can come easy. If He has to pull you through every knothole and scrape you, He's not going to lose one of His own. You can save yourself.
Hallelujah.
You can save yourself many heartaches. You can save yourself many scars. You can save yourself much trouble. You will recognize who you are while you are in your union, and you won't have to go the way of the world. Young people, I love you. I think the young people in Romania are the greatest group of young people in the world. I've traveled some 50 countries. I've preached to young people all over the world. And this group of young people, in my estimation, is the finest group of young people I know.
As a whole.
I love you. I wouldn't tell you anything. Has placed you in a message home.
Într-o casă la mesaj.
It's for a reason.
Este pentru un motiv.
If God has placed a call of Himself in your life,
dacă Dumnezeu și-a așezat în propria voastră viață,
to serve Him,
să slujiți pe El,
it's for a reason.
Este pentru un motiv.
I believe.
Eu cred.
You
voi
are a child of God.
Sunteți un copil al lui Dumnezeu.
You need
voi aveți nevoie.
Submit to the authority of the tutor.
Să vă predați autorității
in your life.
Amen. Amen.
Sometimes that young man, he may rebel against his father and the tutor, or anyone in authority over him. At times, he might even think, why do I have to spend all my time going to church? Why do I have to listen to this old tutor all the time? Get away from him. I can't see my friends from school. I cannot go do the things they do. I cannot be alone with the girls I want to be alone with. I cannot be alone with the boys I want to be alone with. Why do I have to listen to this old tutor? Why do I have to read all these old spoken word books? After all, these old tapes, these old books, they're 50, 60 years old. I don't want to read that old stuff. I want to read something new and exciting. Why can't I go out with the other boys? Do the things they do. Why can't I do what my friends do?
No.
None of you all have ever been there. None of you all have ever had those thoughts. I know. But as this boy matured, as he got older, that son, at some point in his life, as he matured, and it's true with all young men, he began to think about his future. What was I put in this family?
John,
why was I even born? He began to think about his future. About how he was going to live. How he was going to make it in life. He began to think about how he would become responsible for himself. And maybe be responsible for a wife and a family. There comes a time in a young man's life. And he wants to take pride. He wants to take pride. In the fact that mother and daddy do not have to be responsible for him.
Mama și tata nu mai trebuie să aibă
responsabilitate. He begins to think.
Și ce vei să gândesc?
What am I going to do?
Ce voi face eu?
What am I going to do with my life?
Ce voi face eu?
How am I going to make it life?
Cum o voi reuși eu?
One day,
într-o zi,
as he was listening to that tutor,
așa cum el a ascultat,
now he listened to that tutor,
el a ascultat la acel tutor,
for many years. Many, many years. He had went through those periods when it was boring. He had went through those periods of time when he rebelled. But one day, as he was listening to the tutor, something down inside him clicked. Something changed. Something began to happen down inside
him.
That father's seed down inside that father's seed became germatized. And he began to get a little bit of a revelation. He began to get a little bit of a revelation that this tutor was given to me by my father for a good reason. And I need to listen to him. Young people, I hope you've come to that point in your life. Have come to the point in your life when you realize that Papa God
că tatăl său
had provided this tutor for him.
A dat acest tutor lui.
Because he loved him.
Pentru că l-a iubit.
Because he wanted him to be successful.
Pentru că a vrut să fie.
He wanted him someday to take over the
family.
The father
tatăl
was a very wise man.
A fost un om foarte înțelept.
He knew
el a știut
that son
acel fiu
might go through a time of rebellion.
Va trece prin timpul de răzvrătire.
In his life. He knew
el a știut
that son
acel fiu
might not want to study the family business.
Nu ar vrea să studieze.
He knew that his son
a știut că acel fiu
would see other boys partaking of the pleasures of the world.
El a văzut pe celălalt tine având plăcerile împreună, fiind părtat la plăcerile lumii.
And would have a desire to do the same thing.
Și o să aibă dorință să facă și el acela fel.
And being an intelligent, loving father.
Și fiind un tată înțelept, iubitor.
You and I, we have an intelligent
loving
voi și el avea un tată iubitor care
mi-a dat un tutor. Being an intelligent
loving father. Fiind un
tată înțelept și iubitor.
That he, if he could create an atmosphere.
Că dacă el va putea crea o atmosferă.
Around that son.
În jurul acelui fiu.
An atmosphere of love.
O atmosferă de dragoste.
An atmosphere of learning.
An atmosphere
of faith.
O atmosferă de credință.
He knew
el a știut
that if he could keep that son
in the
right atmosphere,
în atmosfera corectă,
that the boy would one day receive revelation.
Va primi descoperirea.
Your father God,
tatăl tău Dumnezeu,
loves you. He's a wise and intelligent father.
Este un tată înțelept.
He knows.
Eu știe
că
dacă el
can keep you in an atmosphere of love,
poate să te țină într-o atmosferă de
dragoste, love, an atmosphere of faith,
de credință,
an atmosphere of protection,
de protecție,
he knows,
el știe
that you will one day
get
a revelation.
Vei primi o descoperire. Tinerilor,
some of you have just been taken to church and made to go to church.
Unii dintre voi doar a fost dat la biserică.
You really haven't had a revelation yet.
Și n-ați avut încă o descoperire, poate.
You haven't had a revelation.
Aveți acum descoperirea?
That God wants to do something.
Că Dumnezeu vrea să facă ceva.
You just keep walking with God.
Dar țineți înainte cu Dumnezeu.
You keep coming and trying to get that tutor to speak to you.
Veniți înainte și lăsați acel tutor să vă vorbească. Orice șansă aveți.
Seek that tutor.
Căutați acel tutor.
Watch what God does.
Și doar urmăriți ceva.
That boy, he would one day receive the revelation that his father loved him.
Că tatăl îl iubește.
And that the tutor was given to him for his own.
Și tutorul i-a dat pentru binele lui.
Tell you what the prophet of God said. He said, and then, when this boy got to a certain age, he was matured.
Now,
if that boy was just a renegade, if he was no good, if he did not care for the father, if all he thought about was flirting and running with the women, or drinking or gambling, or horse racing,
sau curse de cai.
That boy would always be his son.
Fiul acela întotdeauna era fiul lui.
But he would never be placed in a position.
Dar niciodată nu urma să fie așezat
în poziția. To have to all his father had.
De a fi moștenitor a ceea ce avea.
Amin.
Amin.
Heavenly Father.
Tatăl vostru ce este.
Does he know that you're a son or daughter?
Știe că voi sunteți un fiu și o fiu.
He's coming to maturity?
Care să ajungă maturitate.
Or does he know that you're just a renegade?
Sau se gândește că sunteți la un renegade?
That you're no good.
Nu ești bun.
You'll always be his son or daughter.
Întotdeauna veți fi fiul și fiica lui.
But if that's the case,
dar dacă este cazul,
you would never be placed in a position
niciodată nu va fi așezat în poziție
to have heir
de a avea moștenire
to all the father had.
A tot ce are tatăl.
But if he was a good boy,
dacă era un băiat bun,
if he cared about the father's business,
și păsa de zeburile tatălui,
and if he proved to be the right child,
și era dovedit de a fi copilul corect,
then they would have a ceremony.
El trebuia să aibă o ceremonie.
They took the boy out into the street,
lua băiatul afară pe stradă,
and put a white robe on him.
Și punea o haină albă pe el.
They set him high upon a scaffold.
Și îl ridica undeva sus deasupra.
So all the city could see.
Ca tot orașul să poată vedea.
They made a feast.
Făceau un spăt.
They made a jubilee.
Un jubileu.
And the father.
Și tatăl.
Then had a public ceremony.
Avea o ceremonie publică pentru acel
lucru. And all, as our brother said yesterday.
Așa cum fratele a spus ieri.
All the father's business associates would be invited.
Toată asociația Tatălui era unitate.
All the elders of the city would be invited.
Toți bătrânii cetății erau invitați.
All the important people would be invited.
Toți oamenii importanți erau invitați.
For this great feast.
Pentru acest mare ospăț.
And the boy would become adopted.
Și fiul urma să fie adoptat.
Into the family business.
În treburile de familie.
And at that point.
Și la acel punct.
The son.
Fiul.
Was co-equal.
A fost co-egal.
With his father.
Tatăl său.
Church.
Biserica.
We quote a little quote around the message.
Noi citem un micuț citat din mesajul care spune.
All that God was.
Tot ce a fost Dumnezeu.
He poured into Christ.
A turnat în Hristos.
All that Christ was.
Tot ce a fost Hristos.
He poured.
A turnat.
Into the bride.
Yeah.
Amen. It's been my experience.
A fost experiența mea.
Traveling
around.
That people like part of that quote.
Right. Mulți oameni le place să citească.
They like that quote. All that God wants.
Tot ce a fost Dumnezeu.
He poured into Christ.
A turnat în Hristos.
Praise God.
Slavă Domnului.
They start backing off.
Dar ei au început să suspecte de
acest. Say that all Christ was according to the bride.
Tot ce a fost Hristos în viață. Aceasta nu.
They don't think they're good enough.
Ei nu se cred destul de.
They don't think they're
holy. Suficient de bun. De suficient de.
And they're not.
Și nu sunt.
But they forget.
Dar ei au uitat.
That they're elected.
Că ei erau aleși.
On the foundation of the world.
Înainte de temerea lumii. Să fie Doamna Iisus Hristos.
Amin.
Vă auzit.
Well, not so many words, but seems to me that people have this thinking.
The women are doing that.
They want to serve a holy God.
Ei vor să slujească Dumnezeu sfânt.
They want to have a holy prophet.
Vor să au un profet sfânt.
They want to have a holy pastor.
Vor să au un pastor sfânt.
But don't tell me I have to be holy.
Dar nu spune că eu sunt.
Oh, I can never be holy.
Eu nu pot să fiu.
I'm not good enough.
Eu sunt așa de bun.
No, that's not right. According to the word of God, this is Jesus Christ. You are heirs of everything. Sometimes, some of us haven't had natural good fathers. Sometimes we haven't had natural fathers that would provide us with everything that we really had need of to be successful in life. But we all have had.
Dar noi cu toții am
avut
și toți avem
a heavenly father,
un Tată Ceresc
who loves us,
care ne iubește,
who knows what we have need,
care știe ce noi avem nevoie,
who has provided us,
care ne-a dat nouă,
with a tutor,
cu tutorul,
with the Holy Ghost,
cu Duhul Sfânt,
to teach us,
să ne învețe
the family business,
lucrarea familiei.
That one day we might be successful.
Să noi să fim de succes.
In the spiritual realm.
În domeniul spiritual.
Of the family business.
A lucrării familiei.
Now what is the family business?
Bine, care este lucrarea familiei?
I just said.
Eu doar am spus.
That we all have had a heavenly father.
Că noi cu toții avem un Tată Ceresc care ne-a dat un
Tutor.
Să ne învețe toate
lucrurile.
Duhul adevărului,
that we might be successful
ca noi să avem
in the spiritual realm,
succes pe terenul spiritual,
in the family business of God.
În lucrarea familiei lui Dumnezeu.
It's not a trick question.
Asta nu este o întrebare.
But can anybody tell me?
Dar ca să mi potrivească, dar cineva poate să spună.
What the family business of God is?
Ce este lucrarea familiei lui Dumnezeu?
Anybody want to take a shot? Yes, sir.
And John of the century, that will love me will keep my commandments.
That's part of it.
It's a part of it now.
But what is the family business of God? The family business of God is a royal government. God has sons.
Dumnezeu are fii.
Who he has given a tutor to.
La care i s-a dat un tutor.
To teach him all things.
să-i învețe toate
lucrurile. That he may be about the Father's business.
Ca ei să fie lucrarea Tatălui.
Ruling and reigning with him.
Stăpânind și domnind cu el.
Throughout eternity.
Prin toată eternitatea.
Aceasta e măreasa imagine.
Și a zis, fratele a fost
bine. But the big picture is.
Dar întreaga imagine.
That we are to be about the Father's business.
Dar noi trebuie să fim lucrarea Tatălui.
Which is ruling and reigning with him.
Să stăpânim și să domnim cu el.
We are ruling and reigning.
Noi stăpânim și domnim.
With Jesus Christ.
Cu Iisus Hristos.
As his bride.
Ca mireasa
sa. The Holy Ghost himself.
Duhul Sfânt însuși.
Is the tutor of the church of the living God.
Este tutorul Bisericii Dumnezeu cel viu.
God sitting to us.
Dumnezeu de-a trimis la noi.
He wanted somebody.
El vrea pe cineva.
He could trust.
În care să se încrede.
To teach the sons.
Să învețe, să învețe
fiii. About the family business.
Lucrarea familiei.
That's why he sent us the tutor.
De aceea ne-a trimis tutorul.
That's why he sent us the Holy Ghost.
De aceea ne-a trimis Duhul Sfânt.
A true son of God today.
Un adevărat fiu al lui Dumnezeu.
We'll be tutored by the Holy Ghost.
Va fi învățat de Duhul Sfânt.
A true son of God.
Un adevărat fiu al lui Dumnezeu.
We'll receive instruction.
Va primi îndrumare. Dacă nu ai voi aveți un om care
învață,
nu cu spirituale
astăzi.
Aceasta e denominaționalism. Vreau să spun din nou aceasta. Noi dacă nu aveți, nu aveți nimic altceva decât un
om
care vă învață lucrurile spirituale.
Nu-i
mai mult decât denominaționalism.
Este
nevoie de Duhul Sfânt, tutorul.
Să
vă învețe lucrurile spirituale.
Amen. Now the father
acum, tata,
always had to have a tutor
întotdeauna a trebuit să aibă un tutor
who he could trust.
Mm-hmm.
A father
un tata,
with a family business
familiei,
is not just going to go out and get anyone to tutor his son. He's going to know that that tutor has the right credentials. He's going to know that that tutor has the right reputation.
Are o reputație corectă.
He's going to know.
El trebuie să știe.
That tutor.
Acel tutor.
Has got everything that he has need of.
Are tot ce este nevoie.
To make his son successful.
Ca să facă pe fiul său de succes.
In the family business.
În lucrarea familiei.
Because.
Pentru că.
That tutor.
Acel tutor.
Had to give a true and accurate report.
Trebuie să dea un raport acurat.
Of the son's progress.
A progreselor fiului.
At different times, that tutor would have a meeting with the father, and he would give a progress report. He would tell him how he's doing, what areas he needed help in, what areas he was excelling in. But the father always wants a tutor who will give a true and accurate report. And God knew that he could trust no man.
Că nu se poate încrede niciun om. Dumnezeu a
știut.
Că nu se poate încrede niciun denominațional. Dumnezeu a
știut.
Că nu se poate încrede niciun om. El a știut.
Că se
poate încrede în Duhul Sfânt.
Pentru
că Duhul Sfânt.
An honest report.
Un report.
How about that?
Cum este cu asta?
Our comforter.
Mângâietorul.
It's also our tutor.
Este de asemenea tutorul.
But today.
Dar astăzi.
What have the modern churches done?
Ce fac biserica modernă?
They have replaced the Holy Ghost.
Ei au înlocuit Duhul Sfânt.
As the tutor.
Ca și tutorul.
With popes.
Cu pap.
Cardinals.
Cardinali.
Bishops.
Episcopi.
Priests.
Preoți.
Television evangelists.
Evanghelii la televiziune.
But what have we done in the message?
We've
replaced the Holy Ghost.
Am înlocuit Duhul Sfânt.
With intellectual preachers.
Cu predicatori intelectuali.
Big name personalities.
Personalități de nume mari.
Preachers with great intellect.
Predicatori cu mare intelect.
Preachers with charismatic personalities.
Cu personalități carismatice.
They draw people unto themselves.
Care atrag oamenii la
sine. A couple years ago, I was in a country.
Acum câțiva ani am fost
în țară. Not too far from here. And I went into churches.
Și am fost la biserici.
And I'm not going to mention any name.
Nu vreau să menționez niciun nume.
But I went to a church. And they didn't have a pastor. I said, why don't you have a pastor? If there's a deep call to the deep,
pastor,
do you really want a pastor? No, we don't really want a pastor. Why not? Because the man opened up his closet.
And
he had 300 videotapes. Over 300 videotapes. He said, this is all we need.
The
teaching on these videotapes. I said, you need a pastor. God's word says you need a pastor. We need the videotapes. Church, videotapes may be good.
They're
not in the place of the pastor.
Quite a
few people in our message church. I found out something. The Catholics want to keep Christ on the cross. You ever see a crucifix in a Catholic church without Christ on it? Not too many times. They want to keep Christ on the cross because there is no accountability to a dead Jesus. As long as they've got Jesus on that cross, there's no accountability.
Nu este nicio răspundere. Nicio problemă să
Now they don't know this about themselves.
Ei nu știu asta ei înșiși.
But it's true.
Dar este adevărat.
They have no accountability to a living God.
Ei nu au nicio răspundere față de Dumnezeu viu.
So they want to keep Christ on the cross.
El tinde a pe Hristos pe cruce.
How about the denominations?
Dar este o denominațiune.
The most religious time of the year that we have in our country.
Ce mai religios care noi avem în țara
noastră?
Christmas. Sărbătoarea religioasă este în toate bisericile naționale.
They have a manger scene.
Iau iesle.
And all of them.
Și toți din ei. Au un bebeluș Iisus în acea iesle. Știi ce?
They don't realize it.
Ei nu dau seama.
But they really want to keep Jesus in the manger.
Pentru că ei vor să ține cu adevărat pe Iisus în iesle.
Because as long as they have a baby Jesus.
Atâta timp când erau pe
o. There is no accountability to a living God.
Ei n-au nicio răspundere față Dumnezeu cel viu.
Sometimes it seems to me.
Uneori îmi pare.
That some of our message people.
Că unii din.
Some of our message churches.
Oamenii de la mesaj.
They've got the same problem.
Au aceeași problemă.
People sometimes want to keep Christ.
Vor să ține pe Hristos.
Only in Brother Branham. Brother Branham's dead and gone.
Brother Branham,
I appreciate
it.
There ain't nobody here that appreciates Brother Branham anymore than
that. There's
nobody here today that has seen thousands of miracles that I've seen. There's nobody here that probably has seen blinded eyes come open. There's nobody here today that has seen God through a man create eyeballs. There's probably nobody here today that has watched as the prophet of God prayed for somebody with a twisted limb. There may not be anybody here who has seen the dead raised. I've seen all those things. I appreciate God's prophet. But if you're going to keep Christ, all in Brother Branham, you've got a problem. Because there's no accountability. Now, we can be accountable to the message he had, but we're not accountable to a dead man. Some people want to keep Christ only in the tapes. Why? Think about it. You can go to a church and you can hear a tape play. There's no accountability. If they don't have a pastor, a shepherd who knows your life, then the tapes are good. The message on the tapes are good. You need a pastor. Why? Because a pastor, a shepherd, he knows your life. God can show him things about your life. God can show him what your need is. You need a pastor. But yet, we want to keep it all on the tapes. No accountability. They don't want to be accountable to living God. We're coming down to the end. I know you're tired. I know you're sleepy. Brother Branham said, it is now coming to a place God does not deal with churches as an organization. He doesn't deal with the church as a group of people. He deals with the church as individuals.
He deals with each individual in the church. And now we've come to a time. It is no secret. When a man proves, and God loves him, he takes him out somewhere to himself. There in the front of angels. He does something for him. He lifts him up there in the presence of God. And he gifts him. And he builds him. And he sets him out. He said, that's the age that we're living in. Church, we as individuals. We need to come to our positioning. We need to come to our placing. We need to come to our adoption. We need to see ourselves as the bride of Jesus Christ. We need to be recognizing who we are. We need to be recognizing our position. We need to get away from all the fussing and the fighting. We need to get away from all the pettiness and the message. So we can go unto the presence of God. Brother Brandon said in the message called The Hidden Life, he said, that's the reason, brethren, that we are holding up the adoption of God as our differences in life and fussing and that's the reason the veil can't drop behind us and we can't go into the presence of God. That's right. He said we're so interested in our denomination. And listen to me, Brother Kenny, I'm saying we in this message, we are so interested in the spirits of denomination. The man goes on to say, you're so interested in what the next fellow says. What is that to thee? Christ said, follow them. It's an individual affair. Between every minister, how a minister ought to always get along to himself. He said every man that comes to the pulpit ought to dwell alone first. He said then comes the fruit, yielding forth the fruits. Every man that stays in the presence in that secret place, he is hid away. He will yield the fruits of righteousness, the fruits of peace, love and joy, long suffering, goodness and gentleness. He said, don't fuss about these things. Get that adoption in your life. Adoption is not to be argued with. Adoption is not to be discussed. Adoption is for the individual to hide himself away from God. In the land of adoption, let the preachers fuss and fight. Let them debate all they want. But you as an individual, get along with God. Get into that land of adoption. What God does for you, the individual. No matter what the church does. No matter what the group does. No matter what people do. What matters is between you and God. When a son was born into a family, he was a son born into that home. He had to prove himself as a son by accepting the teaching of the tutor. Then he had to come to the adoption ceremony with a public witness to be with the Father. And an adopted son of God, he can now do it all. The son's name is just as good as the father's name. The son, he now is in control of the family business. He is now heir to all things. If something needed to be taken out of the business, he could take it out. He didn't have to go ask the father. He could take it out. If something needed to be put in the business,
He could put it in. He didn't have to go to the bottom. He could fire people. He could do whatever he pleased. Because of the ceremony of
the Lord.
He was now graduated. He had finished the study. He had a natural graduation ceremony. An adoption ceremony. He could do what he felt to do. Church, you as young people, I know we're in church, we have pastors, and we have questions. Sometimes we don't know what to do, where to go, where to turn. We have youth camp. We have questions. But according to what I just read you, you can come to the place where you know what to do for yourself. You know what I think? If we will get a good revelation of this message, I believe it's a good start to our
life.
The last 20 years, I've never had to go to my pastor to ask a question. You know why? Because I want to make sure I know everything this word says. I want to make sure that I know everything Brother Branham says. And I have found that this message has all the answers. Once you know this message, you are once you know this message for yourself, once you get a revelation for yourself, you are well on your way
to
become an adoptive son. You won't have to run to your pastor with little petty questions. You won't have to run to your pastor with fussing and fighting. You won't have to fuss and fight with people from other churches. Because God has done something for you. He has lifted you to a place in a spiritual land of adoption. You don't really need some preacher telling you whether you are now adopted or not. I'm not here to tell you that you are adopted or you're not. I'm not here to tell you exactly what you need to do. If you get along with God, you as an individual, not as a group, not as a church, but you alone, as an individual, get along with God in the land of adoption.
Yeah. profetul
Amin.
Said, I'll sit down.
Eu mă scuzați.
And I'll have no more to say.
Nu mai avea nimic de spus.
God said, I'll sit down.
Dumnezeu a zis,
I'll have no more to say.
Nu mai avea nimic de spus.
Brother Branham said, the sun's face glowed.
Pentru a zis.
And his raiment.
Da, fața sa a strălucit.
Now, church.
Și haina sa s-a schimbat.
I keep promising we're going to end. I've got just a few more things to say.
Dar câteva lucruri și zic.
This is the same thing.
Acesta este același lucru.
That Brother Branham had to go through.
Prin care fratele Branham a trebuit să treacă.
Which culminated. In him,
yes,
receiving the sword
Sabia
in his hand,
in
Sabina
Canyon.
The time had come when what he said was now law and truth. Do you believe that? Something happened in Sabina
Canyon
with the prophet of God. I believe it was the same.
Era același lucru. Acum eu vă dau un drept.
But he was a type.
Era un model.
Of what you and I have to come to.
Tu și eu urma să trecem.
Receiving our position.
Primind poziția noastră.
Our position.
Poziția noastră.
That is when we are sitting in heavenly places.
Este când noi stăm în locurile cerești în Hristos.
Brother Branham, I believe.
Profetul a zis, eu cred.
The bride of Jesus Christ.
În viața lui Iisus Hristos.
Sitting in heavenly places.
Ea stă în locurile cerești.
With her bridegroom even now.
Cu mirele ei chiar acum.
Church.
Biserica.
I believe I'm one of them.
Eu cred că sunt unul dintre ei.
Let me just tell you a little story. We were at youth camp in the United States several years ago. We always opened up to questions and answers. Well, the questions came. The question was, brethren, in the message, when Brother Branham received the sword in his hand, he said it was a real sword. He described it. It's a real sword. Now my question, brethren, where is that sword today? You know, since then, I've asked Joseph. The way Brother Branham described it,
modul cum Brother Branham
described it, is a physical sword.
Este un sabie.
Nobody's seen it.
Nimeni n-a văzut-o.
So that day,
deci în acea zi,
the brothers were thinking about it.
Așa cum fratele acela a întrebat.
We knew we'd been had.
Noi știm că noi am avut.
We knew that we couldn't answer the question.
Dar nu puteam să răspundem la întrebare.
As far as the physical part of it.
Atât din punct de vedere fizic.
That sword,
sabie,
it may have been a physical sword,
a fost o sabie fizică,
but even more important,
dar mult mai important,
it was a spiritual sword.
Era o sabie spirituală.
It was the word of God.
Era cuvântul
cutting, discerning the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Gândurile și intențiile inimii.
You know what our answer was?
Și știți ce a fost răspunsul?
We know.
Noi știm.
Where that false sword is. That sword is in the right of Jesus Christ. That sword is in the right hand. Young person, that sword is in your hand. When you study and show yourself approved, when you listen to the tutor, when you pass the test, that sword will be in your hand. You'll be able to do
what
the prophet did. Everything that Christ was, he poured into the rock. Brother Branham was just a prophet. Brother Branham
was
dead in God. But in the message, the rising of the sun. Brother Branham said, Elijah was Mr. Jesus Christ. But he said, Elisha was Mrs. Jesus Christ. We are the Elisha.
Elijah spoke to.
Aceea ce Ilie a vorbit.
You have to know who you are.
Voi trebuie să știți cine sunt.
God bless you this morning.
Dumnezeu să vă binecuvânteze în această zi.
Îmi
pare rău că poate v-am ținut prea mult.
But we love you, we appreciate you.
Dar vă iubim și vă apreciem.
I trust something has been said to help you this morning.
Dar că ceva a fost spus să fie să vă fie ajutat.
Unlike Brother Paul, I don't believe.
Nu cred.
That when we receive the Holy Ghost,
atunci când noi primim Duhul,
we receive adoption.
Am primit imediat și
fierea. I believe it's a separate work.
Este o lucrare diferită.
But you decide for yourself.
Dar voi decideți pentru voi.
You decide for yourself.
Voi să decideți.
I'm not here to tell you.
Eu nu sunt să vă spun.
That you have come to adoption.
Că voi ați venit la fierea.
I'm not here to tell you that you haven't.
Sau să vă spun că nu am văzut.
I know what's going on in my life.
Eu știu ce se întâmplă în viața mea.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Poate greșit.
But I believe I've come to it.
Dar cred că am venit.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Poate greșit.
But I believe there's other brothers that can come to it.
Dar cred că sunt și alții care au ajuns la
aceea. I know some brothers believe that there's nobody that can come to it just yet.
Eu știu că unii cred că nimeni nu poate veni încă.
You decide for yourself.
Voi decideți.
Don't let some preacher decide for you.
Nu ceva predicator decide.
You decide for yourself.
Voi să decideți voi
însă. What it is.
Ce este.
And whether or not you have it.
Și dacă nu nu avem, sau avem.
Let's pray.
Să ne rugăm.
Lord Jesus.
Doamne Iisuse.
Come to you this morning.
Venim la tine.
Lord, we're so thankful, Lord.
Suntem așa de mulțumit,
Doamne, de
această oportunitate.
Given the young people.
Care a fi să dați acest
bine.
Ne-a dat loc
să fim.
Să avem un timp bun.
They've had a good time of fellowship with one another.
Un timp bun de unii cu alții.
Lord, they've had a good time of meeting one another.
Un timp bun să ne
întâlnim
oameni noi.
Fellowshipping with old friends.
Avem părtășie.
God, the purpose for us having you here.
Doamne, a fost un scop.
Oh, that's all good.
Asta tot e bine.
But the purpose we have you here.
Dar scopul pentru care am avut.
Is to get the word of God.
Este să avem cuvântul
lui Dumnezeu.
A pentru acești tineri din
România. They may manifest Jesus.
Să ei manifeste pe Iisus Hristos.
Lost the dying world.
Pentru o lume
nebună.
Și mă rog aceste mânări.
They would come, Lord.
Doamne, așa cum.
They would be an ever presence, Lord.
Să fie
în toate young people's lives.
Să rămână ca o prezență în viața tuturor. Cuvintele care au fost vorbite.
Our precious brother Paul and myself.
Precios Pavel și eu.
Lord, that they would sink deep down inside the heart of each young person.
În adâncul, să rămână acolo adânc în inimile acestor
oameni. Lord, produce a life.
Fie ca să fie dovedit în viața.
Worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
O viață vrednică de Evanghelia
lui Iisus Hristos.
Să aibă descoperirea cine sunt ei. Să se ridice. Și să manifeste
mirea
lui Iisus Hristos.
Doamne, te iubim.
Să nu mă iubim pentru toată
lucrurile.
Dă-mi
Dumnezeu. Bless your people.
Văd lucrarea ta. Binecuvântează
poporul tău.
Văd lucrarea ta între tine.
In Jesus' name we ask.
În numele
lui Iisus. Amen. Just a minute, I'm going to give Brother Paul a chance to say final words.
O să dau fratelui ocazia să spună cuvintele finale.
I want to try to sing one more little chorus.
O să încerc să vă cânt o ultimă cor.
You know what? You sing with me.
Dacă știți?
You don't know it.
Dacă nu știți?
Maybe someday you can learn it.
Într-o zi să-l învățați.
Little chorus that goes like this.
Care merge să spune felul acesta.
Little chorus like this. I'm in that number. I'm in that number. I'm in that number. Robed in white. I'm in that number. I'm in that number. I'm in that number. Robed in white. Are you with me now? I'm in that number. I'm in that number. I'm in that number. Broken wide. I'm in that number. John saw that number.
that
number?
Are you in that number?
And to anoint you.
Și el să vă facă pe voi cavaleri.
We love you.
Why you being?
Think well of us.
Says you need to be a different, right?
We think well of you.
And then we're going to need to be a different.